Class, this is Jacob. Get your pencils ready. We're going down Gilead Lane.
I don't want a second grade teacher, Mom.
Achoo! Look out, Summer. Here I come.
Achoo!
Goodbye.
Boys and girls, eyes up here, please. Thank you. Now, I know we're all very excited for summer vacation, but we still have a couple of days left of first grade.
When we come back after summer, will you still be our teacher, Mrs. Winecoop?
No, Timmy. Remember when we talked about that? You'll have a brand new second grade teacher.
I didn't think you were serious.
You'll love the second grade. All of you will.
But first grade's going along just fine.
Now, tomorrow, you're going to be taking a few tests. These aren't like other tests. These are just for my files to see what you've learned in first grade.
What happens if we get everything wrong?
You won't, Timmy. Now, who wants to go out for recess?
Me.
Operation Lemonade won't meet again until summer?
Haley, that's next week.
Oh, yeah. Could you pass the pretzels, Mikey? I didn't get any.
And I want some lemonade.
What'd you say?
Huh? I'm just thirsty.
Aww. You know, guys, that whole lemonade thing is kind of tricky.
What lemonade thing?
I mean, I know it started because if we want to talk about the Richters and why they're so against Grace, we need a code word.
Right, and that word has to make us think of Grace. Mm.
Which is why we chose lemonade. It's perfect because it's what she always makes us.
I know. So we make some obscure reference to lemonade whenever we think there's a clue about anything with Grace and the Richters.
What's obscure?
Don't look at me, Tim.
Obscure. It's like unclear or hard for people to understand.
Exactly. Sometimes we don't even get the reference. Plus, people might catch on.
So, what do you want us to do then, Lauren?
Can't we think of some kind of real code or something?
Yeah, a code. Like we could do bird calls.
Bird calls might be too obvious, Mikey. But if we, like, cough or something, if we hear something about Grace.
And sneeze if there's something about the Richters.
And sneeze twice if there's just a general clue.
And hiccup if we're thirsty.
Hiccup? What? You mean Tim?
I'll explain it to you later, Timmy.
Actually, I think the code might get a little complicated.
Oh, it'll be fine, Mikey.
Listen, I've got some kind of comprehensive fifth grade test to take for Mrs. Collins tomorrow. My head's gonna run out of room.
You better pass it, because I don't want you in my class next year when I have Mrs. C.
If you don't pass the test, you can't go to the next grade?
You better go to the next grade, Mikey.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't. It'd kind of be fun to sit behind you in school, Haley.
Mikey!
I'm just kidding. I don't even care about these tests. I just want to be done.
You should care, Mikey.
Summer's already here for all I care. Baseball, the park, cookouts. You guys want to go play catch or something tonight?
Wish we could. Justin and I have to go to that school board meeting, though.
Oh, yeah. What was that about?
Well, we're going to be student representatives. Tiffany, too.
Mm-hmm.
And do a little article for the quarterly.
Mrs. C said something about this meeting. It's about them finishing the school edition this summer, right?
Yeah, and they're talking about whether or not they're going to do a tribute or a dedication or something for the builder. Some people want it and some don't.
Sounds like loads of fun.
Don't rub it in. Can we go over the code system and get it straight?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You said two sneezes?
Yeah, two sneezes is great.
Happily ever after. The end.
That's a good one, Mommy.
I like it, too. You know, we'll have to see if your second grade teacher has a suggested summer reading list, won't we?
I don't want a second grade teacher, Mom.
Hey, you didn't want a first grade teacher either, and look how much you love her.
But that's different.
No, it isn't. Now, let's get inside and get you ready for bed. I'll tell Brooke you already had your stories tonight.
Where are you and Daddy going?
To the school board meeting. Now let's go, Timothy.
Could Brooke just read me one little short little tiny story, please?
We can combine both.
Please, people, quiet down so we can hear both sides of the issue.
All right.
Now, Mrs. Richter, please continue.
I think it would be absolutely ludicrous to waste our time and money on a tribute to the architect of this addition. We need to focus on the future. And the future is in our children.
Exactly. If we're going to have a ceremony, then let it be one that celebrates the addition itself and demonstrates how our new school building will benefit the children.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. Excellent idea, Tom. But I think we can do both. This building project is the final phase of a blueprint drafted over 30 years ago. It deserves some attention.
Oh, but Scott Andrews isn't even around anymore to receive the credit, John.
Justin?
What?
Scott Andrews. That's Grace's dad. Can you two zip it over there? I'm trying to take notes. You're distracting me.
Everyone, quiet, please, quiet.
All right.
We are way over time for this meeting, and no decisions have been reached.
The Richters are right. We don't need to be stuck
when
in the past.
Hear, hear.
Thank you,
Mr. Smith. Mrs. Smith, let's move forward on this.
We can move forward while still showing appreciation for the past, Monica.
All right, thank you.
Leave it to your mom to be so sentimental.
This meeting will have to be continued tomorrow evening.
Oh,
no, it's the only way. It's clear we're not going to reach a decision tonight.
Right.
We will reconvene tomorrow night at 7.
Okay.
Thanks for sneezing all over me tonight, Lauren. My pleasure. Why don't you try bringing a Kleenex tomorrow night?
Oh, are you coming tomorrow too?
Unfortunately, no. I have dance class. But I'm sure my parents will win, as usual. Ta-ta!
Ta-ta. Oh, why weren't you paying attention to the code?
Oh, is that what you were doing?
Justin.
Come on, you guys. Let's get you home. Lauren, you're not getting a cold, are you, honey?
Finish up the problem you're working on, boys and girls. Just a few more seconds, and you'll be done with your last official work for first grade.
Not if I can help it.
And pencils down.
And pencils down. Good job, class. How does it feel to be done with fifth grade testing?
Yeah! Look out, Summer. Here I come. Can we go out for recess early, Mrs. C?
Just make sure you're pulling the weeds, not the flowers, Haley.
I know.
Oh, boy, I tell you, this will be great. Summer's almost here, and you guys can help around the yard even more, huh?
Aww. Dad!
Are you kidding?
Oh, boy.
Going to the park. Be back later.
Hey, hold it there, buddy.
What?
Well, how'd your tests go today, huh?
I don't know. Fine, I guess.
Oh, good.
Fifth grade's pretty much done, though.
First grade is too.
Don't be sad, Tim. I loved second grade.
So did I.
There. See, Timmy? I told you it won't be bad.
But what can beat summer?
Some of us like learning, Mikey.
Aw, you guys just love school no matter what.
I just love Mrs. Winecoop. And I don't want anyone else.
Well, I want to hear more about the testing, but we have to get dinner on the table before Mom and Justin and I have to leave.
You guys are leaving again tonight?
Yeah, the board meeting, part two.
Can I quick run down to Grace's? Lauren's meeting me there to ask Grace a couple questions for the article.
Oh, good idea. Are you going to ask her how she feels about the tribute to her dad?
Yeah, sure. What tribute?
Oh, well, the construction they're finishing on the school this year. It's the final phase of a building plan Scott Andrews put together. And there's talk of paying tribute to him at the groundbreaking for the construction.
But some people in town don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, well.
Achoo!
Gazelle!
What if the pollen count is up with Lauren sneezing so much last night? Oh. Now you.
No, I'm fine. Just had to sneeze.
Oh! Right, Justin?
Yeah.
Haley, cover your mouth when you cough.
Oh, sorry.
Justin, come on, hurry up and get to Grace's, all right? The rest of you, in the kitchen, please.
Can't I just go to the park real quick?
No.
Come on, we need your help here first. Then you can go to the park. Just one step at a time, Mikey, all right?
Okay, Mikey, you and Tim, would you put the tools away,
please? And you should have heard it, Grace. So many people acted like it'd be the end of the world if they did a tribute to your dad.
I bet I know who was behind that.
Now, Mr. Key.
Achoo!
Bless you.
You're not sick, are you, Lauren?
No.
Well, are you going to come to the meeting or not, Grace?
Yeah, I think you'd have a lot to say.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, the kids are right, Grace. You need to go and set the record straight.
What record?
Mr. Key, please. Listen. If they decide to have a tribute to my father, I'll love it. But I'm not willing to drag skeletons out of the closet and fight for such a thing. It could end up being too painful for some people.
What skeleton?
It's an expression.
What about your pain, Grace?
Jeremiah Key, I don't know when I'm going to make you see that I'm not in pain. Kids, this is the point. The past is over. It's done. We don't need to keep living in its shadows.
But to show thanks to your dad for the work he did? Don't you think that's something
I think it's always important to remember the past and to learn from it and to give thanks to God for it. But we don't have to be trapped by it.
So you're not going to the meeting?
No, Justin. I have my reasons.
Coming.
Well, I guess we'll see you in there, then.
This is the most excited I've seen Justin and Lauren about an article for the Quarterly. Mm-hmm.
Mr. and Mrs. Morrison.
Oh, Mrs. Collins, hi.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Fine, thank you. I'm glad I caught you two out here.
Well, I didn't think we'd see you here tonight.
Well, it's our building, and I'm always talking to the kids about the importance of remembering the past, so I thought I'd come join the fight.
We feel the same way.
That's not why I wanted to catch you, though.
Uh-huh. What is it?
Well, I just finished grading the fifth grade comprehensive test, and I'm afraid Michael didn't pass.
Didn't pass?
What do you mean?
Now, this doesn't mean that he's going to have to repeat fifth grade. It's just a tool for us to see what the kids have learned. But I know Michael should have passed these. There's really no reason for his low score.
No, there certainly is not.
We'll have a talk with him, Mrs. Collins.
Well, I'd like him to retake the test.
Oh, you don't need to
do
that.
No, that's not necessary.
No, I would like to do it for my own records. I think Michael checked out of the classroom about a week ago, and he's just been sort of tolerating school until summer break hits.
I think you're right. Thank you for being so understanding, Mrs. Collins.
Yes.
We will sit down with him, and we'll help you get this straightened out tomorrow.
Thank you. Well, I think I've managed to make us all late. Shall we?
Oh, yes, sure. Let's.
Please, everyone, be seated, and let's hear people one at a time.
As I was saying, the fact that we're wasting so much time on this is beyond me. If we're going to put our time and money into a ceremony, then somebody please tell me why we're not putting the focus on the future.
That point has already been made, Mrs. Richter.
Well, please clarify then, Mrs. Collins.
It is important for us to teach our children that they cannot always be rushing toward the future without recognition to the past.
That's all very true and noble, Mrs. Collins, but this is a building, not some sort of world-changing piece of history.
It's the principle, Mr. Richter.
It isn't just a building, Tom Richter, and you know it. Scott Andrews was a fine young man and a talented architect. It was a tragedy that happened to him and Ginny.
Mr. Key, please.
And I just think we owe it to his memory to show appreciation for the plans he made for our school.
Mr. Key, just sit down and settle down. We do agree to that.
Absolutely.
Come on. Just sit down. I appreciate the sentiment, Mr. Key, but the fact is, we don't need to put all kinds of...
It's all right, Mr. Smith. Jeremiah Key has a point.
Tom!
No, he's right. Do owe it to the memory.
Well, what are we supposed to do when we have the groundbreaking ceremony then? Have a tribute to the past or a celebration for the future?
It seems to me that the suggestion made last night is the most appropriate, that we need a combination of the two. Mary Morrison, I believe you suggested this. Can you lead us in a discussion of some ideas?
Sure, I'd be glad to. I guess the first thing we need to do is set up a committee for planning the order of events. I'm sure other people have suggestions about what would be put in there.
Oh, good job tonight, Mary.
Yeah, way to go.
You really took charge, Aunt Mary.
I sure wasn't expecting any of that. By the way, Justin, are you sure you're feeling all right?
Yeah, why?
Why?
Why? The sneezing.
Sound like a hacking crow in there.
Oh, yeah, that. No, I'm fine.
Okay, if you say so.
Sure.
Yeah, listen, you guys go on out to the car, would you? Mom and I'll meet you.
We have to talk to Mrs. Collins really quickly.
Yeah.
All right,
see you out there.
Okay.
Justin, you almost gave the whole coat away tonight.
I know. I just don't think it works very well.
No kidding. Aunt Mary looked like she was about ready to take you to the hospital.
We'll just tell everyone that system's out. It's too confusing. And my throat actually hurts now.
Agreed. Oh, but could you believe what happened tonight?
I know. And how weird Mr. Richter got once Mr. Key got so mad.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's just talk about Mr. Key a second.
Or think about the whole conversation with Grace this afternoon. And then how he lost it tonight?
Yeah, he totally knows what's going on.
And we have to find out.
Whatever it is, Mr. Richter seems to get really strange whenever Grace or something about Grace is brought up.
And Mrs. Richter gets more and more mad at Mr. Richter when it all happens.
Yeah. We have to add all this to the Operation Lemonade notes.
Hey, make sure everyone's in their pajamas, Justin.
You guys have about a half an hour till bedtime.
Yeah. Oh, what a night.
I'll say. Whew. John, we need to talk to Jeremiah Key. He looked like he was in so much pain tonight.
That man is just stuck in the memory of everything that happened at the end of Gilead Lane.
Mm. It's just hard for him to move on.
Yeah, I know. Oh, honey, the answering machine's blinking behind you.
The kids didn't get it.
Oh, they must have been up in the attic.
Hi, this is Amanda Weinkoop, Timmy's teacher.
Timmy's teacher, yeah.
I have some concern about the first grade review testing I did with my classroom. I think Timmy's going to have to retake the test.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Take them over?
He just wasn't his usual self. Well, he wrote red as the answer for what is 2 plus 2. I'd be happy to talk to you about
to be kidding.
All this. Please call me as soon as possible. Thank you.
Not another one? Well, what is going on with our sons, Mary?
Well, I think we've got a little case of Mr. Key in our youngest. Timothy, Joseph, Dad and I want you down here on the double, please.
Must have read that wrong. Maybe I should have put 4, huh?
Maybe. Just what do you have to say for yourself, young man?
Daddy, I just want to stay with Mrs. Weinkoop.
So you failed your test?
Yeah. I thought maybe she'd want to keep me if I didn't know anything. I thought Mrs. Weinkoop loved me.
Timothy, she does love you. That's why she called us. She was worried because she knows something's wrong.
She was?
Yes. Come on, now think about it from her side. She spent all year teaching you all this stuff. For what?
To get to second grade.
Yep. Huh? And then when she tested you on it all, you made it look like you didn't know anything.
Well, I didn't mean to do that.
We know you didn't, Timmy. And we can tell Mrs. Weinkoop tomorrow that you'd like to show her what you really learned, if you want.
You mean you think she'd let me take the test over?
We'll talk to her about it.
Yeah, then you can tell her you're sorry for not being honest about what you knew on that test, right?
Right.
All right, then.
Oh, sorry. Just wanted a snack.
Impeccable timing, Michael.
What? You were just about to make something?
No, but Mom and I would like to have a word with you. And we were just finishing up with your brother.
I can go upstairs?
Mm-hmm. You have a few minutes before bed. We'll be up soon.
Okay, good night.
Good night, Tim.
Night, son.
Ugh, you sure you want to talk now? I mean, it's getting pretty late, and...
Have a seat, Michael, please.
We saw Mrs. Collins tonight at the board meeting.
Oh, how was she?
Oh, don't get cute. You failed your fifth grade review test, Michael.
Failed?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I don't... What does... This doesn't mean I'm going to have to take summer school or anything like that, does it?
Michael, we've heard just about enough about you and summer break.
Sorry.
Now, Mrs. Collins said that she'd allow you to retake your test.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think you need to understand something, son. School is not over. And just because you're not interested in where you are doesn't mean that you have the right to simply check out.
Michael, in Colossians 3, 23rd verse, it says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men." Do you think that's what you did when you took Mrs. Collins' tests?
Probably not.
Yeah, I'd say definitely not. You have been living with all of your hopes and thoughts and concerns only on tomorrow, not today.
That's right. And you need to remember that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven.
Is that from Colossians 2?
No, Ecclesiastes. Michael, we need to thank God for each day as it comes, to give our best at everything we do.
And we can't be so anxious to get to the next day that we forget about everything we've learned.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, good. And we'll tell Mrs. Collins that tomorrow, too, huh?
Now, come on, why don't you get upstairs and brush your teeth, son? We'll be up to pray with you in a couple of minutes.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
We'll see you in a minute, Mikey.
What's the matter, Mary? Is it the boys?
No, I think they'll be okay. I'm just thinking about this town, John. Don't you wish they could all learn like our boys do?
Yeah, we could sit them down in our kitchen and give them a good talking to, right?
If only it were that easy. But we've just got so many people buried by the past and so many petrified of it. John, sometimes I just want to pull back the curtains and make everyone face the truth.
I know. But that isn't up to us, and you know it.
A time and a season for everything under heaven, right?
And it's coming, Mary. It's coming.
So, the lesson there is balancing the past with the present and the future. It's doing your best to please God, not yourself or other people. Michael learned that lesson as his mom recited Colossians 3:23. "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men." CBH Ministries has a focus of getting kids to spend time reading the Bible, because memorizing scripture can really help you in your walk with God. We also have a great daily devotional to help you. It's called Keys for Kids, and you can get it sent right to your home. A new one comes out every 2 months. Call us toll-free at 888-224-2324, or you can visit us online at cbhministries.org. This week's episode, Sneeze the Day, was written by Beth Culp and directed by Steve O'Dell. The production engineer was Lee Nordine, with music by John Campbell. The executive producer is Randy Heckman. Down Gilead Lane is produced by CBH Ministries, because God loves kids. And I'm Jacob. We'll see you again next time, Down Gilead Lane.